Let's start with David Mackay. We haven't spoken a second about it this morning. We waited till you got to us. It's gone straight to the tribunal. So that in itself tells us a few things, but I haven't heard you talk about it. So what are your thoughts?
Well, so Saturday night, stay up late and do the show on the AFL, and had first crack at it just because that was the way that it sits. And I said, I wouldn't be surprised if it's none. I wouldn't be surprised if it's three. And that's the biggest issue that we face with tribunal matters at the moment. And I'm not surprised. But my question is, what's he charged with? So he goes to the tribunal tonight. They say to him, how do you plead? And he says, well, I don't plead anything because I haven't been charged with anything. It's confusing. And I had a bit of an argument on social media with David King. Not an argument. King is really passionate about this, and I respect his view on it. But how far do we go in eradicating some things that we love about this game? And, Gaz, you know, you said it was alarmist nonsense when I said, well, you're going to start taking the high knee to the jaw out and accidental contact there. This is my fear. This is where we're going. I saw it as two players attacking the footy, and everything we love about the game. The result is unfortunate, and absolutely thoughts with the result. But I'm just concerned we're losing the things that we love about the game.
I want to have a listen to what David, haven't heard it, so let's have a listen to what David King had to say.
I'm looking at the health and well-being of the players long-term. We've got so many players on the sidelines now with their lives being altered significantly at 21, 22 years of age. For me, you can highlight the point of contact if you like. You can look at all the stills you like. It's not about still photos. This is about decision-making in the path here for Mackay. At that speed, significant contact is highly likely in that evidence when he's coming in flat speed like that. I just think we need to coach that out of players. We need to suspend that out of the game. And I'm comfortable with this being 3 or 4 weeks.
So you know he doesn't want him going at speed.
This is the confusion for. So we ask the players to play the toughest game in the world, and now we're saying when they don't attack the footy, you'll get up there, Gaz, on Monday and have a look at some players that could have attacked it harder, as we all would do. And now we're asking the players to slow down in a split second when the footy is there to be won. I just think we're making it impossible for our players, making it really difficult.
Was this a cop-out, do you think? Either of you, do you think this is a cop-out by the match review panel yesterday? Because on that match review panel is Steve Hocking, right, who is the representative of the AFL.
Is he on the panel?
Well, he has to tick anything that happens at the match review. He actually has to tick it off or on, right? So he is the person who represents the game. So what they said yesterday is that they don't know where this actually sits. They are unsure. So now they're actually sending it to the tribunal, which consists of intelligent men, three former players of the game, but they're asking them to adjudicate whether or not this bump that we saw at the weekend or this collision we saw at the weekend is inside the rules of the game.
Yeah, that's...
So if somebody breaks their jaw, okay, if somebody in the act, if it's deemed to have been outside the rules of the game and what's acceptable at a game, and somebody ends up with a broken jaw, like we saw on Saturday night, then that's not a 2 or 3 week penalty. That's got to be a 6 or 8 week penalty.
I'm watching it over and over and over as we are talking here, gentlemen. And for me, game on.
Play on.
Play on.
You're saying play on.
Play on.
Kane's saying play on, yeah?
I'm saying play on. But I also, and I'm acknowledging the head high. I just, when the ball's in dispute like that, I think, Kane, in answer to your earlier question, there will be times when players need to slow up. And we as a broader footy community and media need to acknowledge and see that and say, well, that's not a player who's taking a short step or not going hard enough. That's a player who's cognizant of the rules and where it is for a head. I think in this instance, the ball's still there to be won.
Yeah.
And you can't say don't go fast when the ball's in dispute.
Yeah, we take David Mackay. Like he's one of the fairest players.
Yeah, I don't think there's any thought that he was trying to knock him out.
There's no intent there, and he's got his hands on the ball. So I was upset about the Plowman one 2 weeks ago because I thought it was a fair contest without intent, and he got 2 weeks for what I saw as a great footy collision. I understand the result of it, but then on the weekend I see. O'Meara bump Hayward. Hayward goes down with concussion. Nothing to see. This is where I'm confused. Is it zero? Is it none? Do you get off like O'Meara got off? I don't know. I thought what Taylor Walker did on Wilkie was it with in that marking contest had far more intent.
I didn't like that at all.
Cause for and hurt than what David McKay did.
So I didn't like Ben King either, who was in the same sort of area of both those boys. So you talk about being not caring about getting a week. It wouldn't worry me if they got a week for that.
There are, I understand what King is saying, okay, in terms of players that have been forced out of the game because of head trauma and then those that are suffering later in life because of it. But there are, in this game, there are inherent dangers associated with playing our game of collision sport, okay? And we can do all we can to make sure that we protect players as much as we possibly can by the framing of the rules of the game. But there will always be instances like that one on Saturday night where two players are fiercely contesting the ball, and as a result of that, somebody comes away injured.
Can't legislate out of the game forever, I don't think.